Hi, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Ng. The pregnant patient last name is Stewart, Stewart. First name is Gary. Date of visit is January 30th, 2025. Date of birth is November 20, 1957. Next paragraph, referring physician San Quentin, San Quentin State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complaint, obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history present known as patient, 67-year-old. A male, kind of chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient tells me that he was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea approximately 13 years ago. First up, a patient has been using the CPAP therapy every day. First up, however, patient tells me that he's still having excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, he was suddenly fall asleep. First up, as a matter of fact, the time he fell asleep on the truck that he was driving here. First up, he tells me that he has a very sleepy, drowsy during the daytime. First up, first up, patient falls asleep very easily. Even he uses the CPAP machine every day. First up, he tells me that he uses the CPAP machine. First up, does not have any problem using the CPAP machine. Next paragraph, diagnostic test and the EEG study was performed today. First up, it shows normal study. First up, but there's no seizure activity. So first up, next paragraph, impression, obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient has been using therapy for the last 13 years, according to the patient. First up, efficiency. So if a patient is able to tolerate the CPAP machine well, first up, he uses it every night. First up, however, a patient tells me that he's continues to have excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient feels drowsy and sleepy. First up, as a matter of fact, the time when he fell asleep while driving, he fell asleep while in the truck coming to my office. So first up, a patient tells me that he falls asleep very easily. First up, next forever. A patient has excessive daytime sleepiness despite using the CPAP therapy. First time, this recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, recommendation for trial of new visual, 50 milligrams, 1 kilo QAM, for excessive daytime sleepiness. The first time, explain to patient that the individual is used for people complying to the CPAP therapy, and still having excessive daytime sleepiness symptoms. The first time, side effects explained. The first time, recommend the patient continue to use the CPAP therapy. First time, next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation.